And we're back with Dr. James Hansen, Jim Hansen, the author of the biography of Neil Armstrong, First Man, and a number of other books. You probably are no doubt aware that that Neil came out to Australia back in 2011, and for this for the CPA, which is a Certified Practicing Accountants event.
seemed like an odd choice.
It did. Yes.
It didn't happen. Yeah.
But I mean, in conjunction with that, he also did basically a one-hour interview. Which have you seen that?
I have. I think it's a very good one.
I was very impressed how it went together, and I think he seemed to have been very comfortable in that environment, and so that was a great thing to see.
Well, he had another Australian connection, and we used it. I knew he was going. There's a former CNN correspondent and writer named Peter Shan Ford, and I don't know where in Australia he lives. I think he lives in Sydney, but he was the fellow. After my book came out, I got this call from Peter, and I didn't know who he was at the time. But Peter said that he could prove through an acoustical analysis that Neil, in fact, had said that there was some sort of an electronic register that indicated that Neil did, in fact, say one small step for a man.
Right.
A was not audible, but through this acoustical analysis, you could see that it was attempted. And anyway, I made an arrangement for Peter Shanford and Neil and myself to go to the Smithsonian Museum in Washington. So there were some NASA guys came over, and Peter gave his demonstration of what he had, and it convinced Neil, and it convinced the museum, and it convinced the NASA people, and it didn't convince all the acoustics people. Peter had quite a few suggest that his methodology for analyzing the sound, you know, and of course the best audio had come through your own, you know, satellites, through the big dishes, you know,
Honeysuckle Creek, and yeah,
absolutely. So anyway, when Neil was heading to Australia, Peter called me and said he had a friend that had a big, I don't know what sort of boat it was, in that he could take Neil around Sydney Harbor.
Oh, lovely.
And so when Neil went, we arranged that. And actually, Peter called me by telephone when they were out on the boat and handed me the phone. And so I got to talk to Neil from Sydney.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to miss lot. I had no idea, you know, I became a friend. I wanted to, you know, when you're writing a scholarly biography of someone, you want to sort of keep your distance from your subject, you know, you want to be objective. But after it was over, you know, he and I, you know, I wouldn't say we were close friends, but we stayed in touch. And I really had no idea how hard it would hit me when he passed away last year. And especially, you know, the way he went, he really didn't need to go. There were some issues that, you know, post surgery that, you know, could have been handled better, but he had an awfully good life for 82 years.
Yeah. So what, there was some medical sort of misdiagnoses, or?
Yeah, I'm kind of limited in what I can say because I know the family has chosen to keep it to themselves. But all I can say is that the bypass surgery went fine. And he was recovering from the bypass and walking the hallways, and they were talking about letting him go. Mm-hmm. And there was just one more procedure, you know, that needed to take place before it could be let go, that involved the pacemaker that had been set on his heart muscle. And there was a complication from that.
Oh,
and so, yeah.
Because that stuff is so common now, isn't it? That sort of surgery.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly, it's left the thought in my head that if I ever have a pacemaker put in, I'm going to tell the doctors a few things first. You know, it's so ironic. I mean, here's a guy that you know, he could have died any number of times. You know, he was. I'm not sure it's fair to say lucky, but you know, there were times. I mean, that a fraction of a second longer, and he's killed in the lunar training vehicle. You know. He had a combat, you know, incident in Korea where, you know, his wing was essentially shorn off, and, you know, he could have died in any number of flights, and then, you know, not to have made it through all those things, and then to have some really trivial thing that shouldn't have happened, you know, be the reason for him dying. You know, it's just sort of tragically ironic that it happened that way.
Sure is. All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Look forward to the new books and all of the things that you're doing, and hopefully we'll catch up with you when you're in Australia. Thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.